Good morning. Can you hear me through the speakers? Just give me 1 second. What a week. All right. Hopefully you are glad that you are here this morning. We are going to be in 1 Kings chapter 3. There's one thing. We had a mission team, Redland Baptist Church, here this week, and they got a lot done. And with everything that has happened, give me a second. With everything that has happened this week, it's been so chaotic, but God has reminded me of this one thing He provides. God continues to provide and provide and provide. And even in the midst of chaos, He still shows us how faithful He really is. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Amen. Amen. The monitor was on. I don't know what that sound was earlier because it was me, my mic, but it was off. So I'm not for sure why that happened. But we're here. We're here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Remember to pray for those who are sick. There's quite a few of them that have COVID or whatever it is. Just continue to pray for them and continue to pray for Redland Baptist Church. They, even through all this, even with Jimmy not being able to be around them or Carla or all the people that normally get to interact with them, their spirits were high. They love to do what they do. They're all about construction. They're all about going down to the meal ministry. They had, I believe, 30 kids ranging from 6 years old all the way to 18 years old. Church, we're blessed. And we get mission teams that size, 42 people, that size here at this church to continue to do the Lord's work. Continue to help us with the vision that God's given us. See, this morning I want to talk about wisdom. I think a lot of Christians don't have good godly wisdom. Don't know how to discern from what right and wrong is. Don't know how to figure out what decisions they should make in life. See, there's many Christians that struggle with this. You ever struggle with that, church? Figuring out what you're supposed to do? Figuring out what purpose that God has for you in life? See, it's extremely easy for us not to seek God. It's very easy for us not to allow God to make the decisions in our life. It's very easy for us to rely on ourselves for our own wisdom. See, I don't want to talk about just wisdom. I'm talking about godly wisdom. Good godly wisdom. See, every one of you in this room need good godly wisdom in your life. So I want to ask you this question this morning. Do you seek godly wisdom? Do you seek God's counsel? Do you seek God's instruction? Do you seek God for understanding and knowledge and wisdom in your life? See, you need it. You have to have it. See, we're going to be in 1 Kings chapter 3 this morning, but I want to just read this passage out of James here just to set what we're talking about. James chapter 1, verse 5. Many of us probably know this verse. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. God gives wisdom. If we ask God for wisdom, He's the one who gives it. God gives perfect wisdom. 1 Kings chapter 3. See, we're going to be talking about Solomon. Solomon, many of us know he's the wisest guy, right? He's the smartest guy. We're going to see this whole interaction between him and God here, starting in verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, "Ask for whatever you want from me, whatever you want me to give you." Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day." God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." What a question. Can you imagine just for a minute God coming to you in a dream and saying, "What do you want?" That's a scary thought, isn't it? What would you ask for? If God came to you and asked, "What do you want?" Anything, I'll give you whatever it is. That's a scary thought. Why? Because many of us act in the flesh. Many of us want money, many of us want wealth, many of us want power. And listen to me, without good godly wisdom, you can't handle any of those things. We can't do it, church. We couldn't handle any of that. Let's see what he's going to ask for here. Verse 7. "Now the Lord my God, you have made your servant king in the place of my father David, but I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. See, this is the interesting thing here. Solomon says, "But I am only a little child." Solomon's not a little child here. Solomon's not a little child. Why would he say, "I am a little child"? Because he understands that he has no knowledge compared to what God has. See, Solomon, we know he wrote the book of Proverbs. He's all about these poetic words, lyrics. He says, "But I am only a little child." He's saying, "I'm not adequate enough. I'm not adequate enough to govern this great people, so numerous to count. This is God's people." He's saying, "I am only a little child. I do not know how to carry out my duties. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to make it happen. But only you, God, can give me the wisdom and knowledge to do it." This is what he's saying here. See, the task is much bigger than he is. Church, we have the same task. And listen to me, it is much bigger than we are. This is why we needed Redland Baptist Church here. This is why we need the missions team here. But much more important, this is why we need God here. Because the task is much bigger than we are. Praise God that we have a task much bigger than we are. Praise God this morning. Amen. Amen. The task is much bigger than we are. Do you know the Lord is much bigger than we are? Do you know whatever God calls us to, this great vision, the meal ministry, the women's life house, the women and children's house, the orphanage, the men's house, whatever God lays on our heart, it is much, much bigger than we are. Amen, church. Come on. I know there's only like 15 of us in this room, but I think all 15 of us know here. And I know the people watching know that the task is much bigger than we are, and we should praise God every single day. It's a scary thing. It is not an easy thing. It is a very frightening thing. But with God's power, we can do it. We can do it, church. Amen. Amen. Let's see, verse 9. This is what he asked for. "So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" See, Solomon could have asked for anything. He's the king. God gives him the question, "What do you want, Solomon? What do you want?" And he asks for wisdom. He asks for understanding. He asks for discernment to know what is right and what is wrong. See, many of us would have never asked for that. We would have asked for the fame. We would have asked for the wealth. But here, Solomon asked for wisdom. Why did he ask for wisdom? Listen to what he says here. "For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" See, Solomon knew he had a big, big task. And he knew that God was only the one that was able to govern his people. He was the only one able to do it. Let's see what God's response to this is. Verse 10. "The Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, 'Since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment in administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never be anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your life you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees, commands, as David your father did, I will give you a long life. Then Solomon awoke and he realized it had been a dream. See, when we seek wisdom, when we seek knowledge and understanding, it pleases God. Not seeking wealth or money or possessions or all these other things that we like to seek for. When we seek discernment, when we seek wisdom and knowledge from God, it pleases Him. This is what pleases God when we search after it. See, God answered his request. Solomon asked for wisdom. Remember what I read in James 1, verse 5? Solomon asked for wisdom and God gave him wisdom. And we're not all promised to get the extra stuff that Solomon got here. The life and the wealth and the honor and those things as a king. But listen to me, I want to remind you of what Scripture says in Ephesians 3:20. It says, God is able to do much more than what we ask of, immeasurably more. This is the God we serve. Even when we ask for wisdom and understanding, God gives us so much more. What does He give us? He gives us life more abundantly. He gives us life more abundantly. This is what we get when we seek wisdom and knowledge and understanding. How do we receive godly wisdom? How do we receive godly wisdom? Because remember, we all need it. You're going to be faced with decisions in your life. No matter if you're 20 years old, no matter if you're 80 years old, it doesn't matter. You're going to be left with a decision. Do I seek my flesh or do I seek the Spirit? This will be a constant battle for your whole life. Do I give in to the flesh or do I give in to the Spirit? That question will be asked every day of your life. And without the wisdom of God, without godly wisdom, the answer will probably be your flesh. It just will. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 2. This is something that Solomon wrote. How do we receive godly wisdom? If we all need it, how do we receive it? Proverbs chapter 2, starting in verse 1. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in blameless, for He guards the course of the just and protects the way of the faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. How do we receive godly wisdom? We ask God. It's as simple as that, church. How do we to receive godly wisdom? We ask God for it. We don't ask anybody else. We ask God alone for it, because the two best things that we can possibly do here on earth for godly wisdom is to pray. Listen to me, church. You better be praying if you want wisdom. If you want good godly wisdom, you better be praying. But the second part, you better be reading the Word. We got the wisdom of God at our fingertips. If you've ever spent time in the Word studying and meditating on it and just clinging to it, you'll realize there's a lot of wisdom in here. It's our manual. It's our guide to how we ought to live in this world, this fallen, sinful world. We better be reading the Word of God if we want godly wisdom. If you want understanding for your life, if you want to know the purpose for your life, read the Word of God. It says our purpose. Our purpose is in here. Our purpose is in the Word of God. Number two, we have to seek it. We have to understand that wisdom is not just some garbage in the back. It's treasure. It is more precious than silver. It says here in verse 4, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure. That is what wisdom is to us. It is treasure to our soul. Knowledge and understanding of godly things, of the kingdom of God. It is treasure. It is treasure in our hearts. It is the greatest thing that we can possibly do. See, we often forget that godly wisdom is treasure, so it is very easy for us to forget about it. It is very easy for us to forget about us. See, when we seek after it, it keeps us safe. This is what the Word says. It keeps us safe. Godly wisdom keeps us safe and it keeps us on the straight, narrow path. The straight and narrow path where we ought to be. See, we must be able to seek wisdom. And this third thing, we must stay away from sin. If you want godly wisdom, you ought not to be living in sin. Sin will keep you away. See, listen to me. Sin will steal the godly wisdom right from under you. When you begin to sin, you aren't allowing godly wisdom to govern your life. Sin keeps that from happening. It keeps us from honoring the Lord our God, the holy, holy God. See, when we sin, doesn't the Word say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. See, we must honor the Lord and be sinless and be blameless. Now, I've said this many times, that doesn't mean you are perfect. We know that here in this church. But we ought to ask God for wisdom. We ought to seek wisdom. And we ought to run away from sin. Flee from it. Run from it. It is very easy for us to get in this trap. To get in this trap and say that I've got it all figured out. That people should come to me for wisdom. That I know all things. Many of us have said that. Maybe not out loud, but we've said it in our hearts. Listen to me. There is no one who gives wisdom like our God. We have been in multiple spots in this church. Listen to me for just a moment. That it's only by the power of God that we made it through. The wisdom and the understanding of God that we made it through. And how are we able to do that? We prayed. And we prayed hard. And there was moments that we had to fast. Because we knew it was just that important for God to intervene. It was just that important that we had to pray and fast for those things that we did. Because we knew that there was nothing greater in our life than godly wisdom. Than knowledge from God, than understanding from God. And listen to me, in your own lives, you must know this. You must know that God cares about your life. God doesn't want you to go down the crooked path. He wants you to stay on the straight path. And the only way that you can do that is to seek after wisdom. To seek after knowledge. And listen to me, I'll remind you of that verse. God is able to do much more than what we ask. Immeasurably. I love that word. Immeasurably more than what we ask. What does that mean? The things that you think of. The things you even think are possible. God is able to do much more than that. So you might not think you're very educated. I think that. You might not think you're very adequate enough to do the purpose that God has for you or strong enough or have enough will in your life to do it. But listen to me again. God is able to do much more than whatever you ask. If we rely on God for wisdom, if you in this church and you listening, listen to me. If you rely on God, He is able to do much more than whatever you ask. Seek after Him. Search for Him. And if you knock, and if you search, and you do all these things, He says the door will be opened for you. Praise God that when we talk to God, He listens to us. He doesn't have to listen to us. Who are we to God? God doesn't have to listen to us, but He loves us. We're His children. If you're a believer in Christ this morning, you are called a child of God. He listens to you. He cares about you. He loves you. He wants you to stay away from sin. He wants you to talk to Him, and He wants you to seek after godly wisdom. And when you do this, listen to me, when you do this, says then in verse 9, then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. Each and every one of you have a path. And God knows what path you need to be on, what direction you need to be going. I don't know that for you. Jimmy doesn't know that for you. Only God knows the path for your life. So who should we be talking to? God. And why do I keep saying that? Because I don't think we talk to God enough. I don't think we pray for the little things in life, the little decisions in life. Sometimes, listen to me, I've been in these moments, I know, sometimes those little decisions turn out to be big, big consequences when we don't seek after godly wisdom. You might not think it's that important right now. You might not think it's that big of a deal. So you'll say to yourself, I'll figure it out myself. Can I tell you, some of those times, they turn into big consequences. Little things sometimes add up and become a big, big hurt in our life. See, godly wisdom is much greater than our wisdom. Hopefully we have come to that understanding this morning, that our wisdom is no match for God. Our knowledge is no match for God. Listen to me, you hear it in the textbooks, you hear it all over, that science is the key to all things. Absolutely not. God is the key to all things. God is the key to your life, because His wisdom is much greater than ours. And listen to me, God is the perfecter of wisdom. He is. He's the perfecter of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. See, we can write a lot of novels, we can write a lot of books, we can write a lot of important theses and papers, and I'm not saying those things are horrible and you should never do them, but I'm saying to you that there are no match for God's wisdom. There are no match for His knowledge and understanding. Do not trust your own wisdom. Do not trust your own wisdom that fails. I know this, church. I have led myself astray too many times to know that my wisdom will never lead me where I need to go, but trust in the One who gives perfect wisdom. This is all about trust. See, many of us, Phil Jones did a message a while back ago now, to lean on His understanding. We know the verse, right? To lean on God who gives those understandings. Trust in the Lord who gives understanding. Trust. I know that many of you have very, very huge things in life. It's hard to trust Him with your family. It's hard to trust Him with your money. It's hard to trust Him with your church family, whoever it is. It can be hard to trust Him, but it's only hard because we forget who He is. It's only hard to trust God because we have forgotten who He is. He is holy, He is holy, He is holy. He is compassionate, merciful, right, just. He is all those things to us, but much more. Listen to me, and this is the greatest picture. This is why we would seek Him for wisdom. He is our Father. And He is not an imperfect Father. He is a perfect Father. A Father who cares about you. Many of us, you'll say, seek your Father for wisdom. And you should. Your Father has lots and lots of wisdom. But there's a greater Father in heaven. A greater Father in heaven to seek our wisdom to. To seek our knowledge and our understanding to. This is who He is, and He calls us children. I can't get enough of that, church. I hope you can't get enough of that. I hope every morning that you wake up and you can raise your hands up to heaven and say, I'm a child of God. I can trust Him today. I can lean on Him today to make my path straight. Praise God. Praise God. I will close with this saying right here. again, the two best things that you can do in your life, pray and read God's Word. I know there's many of you here today struggling to figure it out. Struggling to figure out what you're supposed to do, what job you're supposed to have, when you're supposed to get married, what house you're supposed to have, and how many kids you're supposed to have, all these different things in life. Listen to me. Pray and read the Word. Seek after God. Stay away from sin. Let's stand. Praying for those who are sick with COVID need to be prayed for. So the altar is open for that, but also, if you don't know what you're supposed to do, if you don't know what God wants you to do, today you can figure it out. You can pray and you can seek and you can seek and seek and seek. And the Bible says, and when we ask for wisdom, God gives generously. Amen. So the